Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. What more do you need to know than that? We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, but we'll just do our best. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. We're going to peek into the Bible to find out what it says about equal rights and entitlements. Ouch. Plus, also, we're going to find out, does the Bible hate women? That's the article that came out today. Does the Bible hate women? Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Humor that will force you to think, was that funny? I don't know. On a 1 to 10, give it about a 4. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We'd love to hear from you. We also have sound effects. They're like sound effects, only more flexible. Sound effects. We have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
What spelling did you use?
See, here's the problem. The problem is if I had just said sound effects, that would have made sense. But because I said sound effects, it's all of them put together. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. You're taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Sure. That's the ticket. That's what I got for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back like a 10-pound turkey pie.
Close. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is Danny Medved for townhall.com, voicing a commentary by my father, Michael Medved. Republicans of all stripes tend to display two bad habits when talking about immigration. First, they discuss illegal immigration in the context of Hispanic votes, as if it were a political problem rather than a profound policy and ethical challenge for millions. Second, Republicans too often embrace simplistic gimmicks that would do nothing to fix a badly broken system. Donald Trump's insistence on simply building a bigger fence is one such gimmick, ignoring the fact that many of today's illegals entered the country legally, but then overstayed their visas. A 200-foot fence might slow the flow at the border, but would do nothing about the 12 million who are already here, nearly two-thirds of them for more than 10 years. The president's order to grant immediate work permits for everyone is another stunt, as if all illegals feel a comparable desire to join the American mainstream. Let's hope the GOP can drop both bad habits. For Michael Medved, I'm Danny Medved.
This townhall.com commentary is brought to you by the Salem Radio Network.
Hello, Miss Flower, I need you.
What Mr. Grosky needs is helpwantedsandiego.com.
Miss Flower.
Where he can find hundreds of local employees.
Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower.
Post jobs and start getting resumes in minutes.
I need you, Miss Flower.
With more local employees than ever.
Yay!
HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Where are you?
Mommy, what does Daddy look like?
Oh, sweetie, you know Daddy. He's give me a minute. I got this.
Your family having trouble remembering what you look like? Chances are, you work too far from home.
Daddy has hair that's blonde.
Find a local job with HelpWantedSanDiego.com. They have hundreds of jobs in this area, free and easy to use.
He's tall and thin. Oh no, I just described Mr. Jackson next door. Daddy's bald.
Go local with HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience brought to you by Sound the Flex.
Sound effects. Not your normal sound effects. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can do so, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. But don't call if you're looking to order a pizza. That was not something we can help you with. Also, if you want to, you can send us an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. That's what I said. I return all my emails. By the way, this segment brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who we have just created and sent forward to Eric, to his email, what we would consider to be probably one of the top four or five funniest commercials ever created for a new commercial.
I heard it right before the show. It's outstanding.
Now, it's not a commercial you can play every single time, but it is a commercial that when you hear it, you'll go, that's why radio is funny. That's all I'm going to say, other than Excalibur Roofing. If you're looking for somebody to help you with your roof, if you're looking to do business with a Christian, if you're looking to take care of what's above your head and have it done in a manner where you don't have to worry about it crashing down on your head a couple weeks later because the people that you dealt with weren't the right people, then this is what you want to do. You call Excalibur Roofing, 760-744. 438-8803. You give them a call and you talk to one of the many people that work there and you say, you know, I'd like to get an estimate, and they'll tell you the estimates are free. Now, they do all different kinds of stuff. And when we say new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, they do repraying as well as repairing. I'm going to roll today. Must have been a long weekend. They also do waterproofing, remodeling. They do the whole thing. But you want to do business with somebody that you can count on, 760-743-8803 or excaliberroofing.com. I am warning you, when this commercial comes on the air in the next 48 hours, you will never forget it the rest of your life. Go to Excalibur Roofing, go to a search engine, type them in if you need some roofing help, questions, anything. They're the people you want to talk to. How about that? That's pretty simple, right? Forward, kind of
simple, direct, right there.
Right there. It's just something to keep your dome from getting wet. That's the key. Also, we want to give a big plug for Whitefields Ministry. We've talked about these guys before. Very important you hear what we're saying. Their whole ministry philosophy is no pastor should be a stranger. And what they're doing is they're finding people who are becoming Christians, who are hungry for ministry, and they're supporting them where they live, whether in villages of Uganda or anywhere else. They're helping these people train in seminaries, learn how to be pastors, and then go back to their village, and they pay them a full-time salary. It's like $450 for an entire family, and then that person becomes a missionary into that area specifically. If you want more information, you want to see some amazing videos, go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org, all one word. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Okay. We're kind of on time. Okay. No, okie dokie. So I've already made two verbal you know, people, we tell you, this is not professional radio. Do we do professional radio here on this show?
Not at all. Not even close.
What do we say to people?
We do radio.
It's radio. It's not pretty. When you're talking to your wife, you're talking to your friends, you say every single word perfectly. Wow. That's impressive. I'm lucky if I can get through three or four sentences and then some gas doesn't erupt somewhere in my chest and I burp. Are you kidding? So, come on. That's not how it is. We're just who we are. We do the best we can. It is what it is. So, typically, I would not lead with this story. We are going to be talking about, get this, entitlements for people that live in America, number one, and equal rights based on the Bible. Not equal rights based on somebody running around who's got a weird haircut. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what does God have to say about equal rights. We won't really directly comment to Joe Scarborough, who said that if you believe every word in the Bible, that could really create some problems. You know, unlike MSNBC, which just creates problems. It's a completely different thing. We are going to discuss, though, how later on in the show, how amazingly, somehow in the Huffington Post, they have taken all the numbers that are biblical numbers and twisted every single one of them and have come up with the title of an article that says, "Does the Bible Hate Women?" That's the title of the article. We're going to deal with that later. I can't deal with it right now, but when we get to it... It won't be as serious as you think, because the people that took the numbers, what they did was they went to a lotto machine and just started pulling numbers and then started throwing things and attaching things. So it's like, okay, well, we'll see what the Bible actually has to say. That's always fascinating, you know, as opposed to what this person said. You know, well, the Bible says this. You know what I say to people all the time? And Robo Producer says, but if, when people say the Bible says this, the Bible says, I say, address, please. Well, it's in the Bible. Address.
Book, number, yeah. Verse. Thank you.
There's a way to get there. Where is it? No, I've heard it. You know, God is close to those who are cleanly or something. Like, yeah, not even in the ballpark. You want to try something again? Yeah. Well, he helps those who help themselves. Not even in the ballpark. Exact opposite of salvation.
Hey, let's not cast stones into windows, Dave.
Yeah, oh, watch those windows. Casting stones. You know, and it's, you know, it's money, the root of all evil. You mean the one where it says the love of money, not money itself? Oh, I'm just checking. I just want to make sure. But anyway, so we like to actually know what the address is and so on and so forth. Speaking of what people should know when they talk. Nice segue, huh? My friend Bill O'Reilly was on television. Now, I think he's been doing better, but there's one thing that came up, so it's a mild comment. Mild. No people are like, well, stop watching him.
So Bill's just getting a slap on the wrist.
Just a slap on the wrist. So he was commenting on people who were being happy when other people got caught telling lies and having their careers destroyed, referring to Lion Brian Williams. And Bill actually did a good job making a distinction between people rejoicing that truth had come out versus rejoicing that people were happy about other people's devastation. And those are two substantially different things. If you're super happy because somebody on the other team takes a giant fall, you're happy that humanity is crashing. That's not good. Okay? But if you're happy that, hey, the truth came out, now we know, that's another thing. But in the midst of him doing a good job, and I'm going to come back to give him his acknowledgement in a second. In the midst of that, he did, however, make a comment regarding his own position when it comes to Jesus. He said this with his own lips. This took place on Friday. He said, quite simply, people ask me because I am, after all, an expert on Jesus. So what happened? Well, in my house, there was about 13 fire alarms that went out. Ding, 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 ding. False, false, false. Check the bozo meter. Ding, 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 ding. Not happening. Because there's a lot of difference between being an expert about somebody and studying them and so on and understanding and kind of probing and checking. So let's just go to the error that's in place, correct it, and then come back to his original statements. Let me help you make it really simple. Reading and studying material about a public figure will enhance your knowledge regarding that person. But if you do not study with a real commitment what the person actually said, then your expertise will prove to be lacking. There's nothing weird about that. In other words, let me give you a good... If I claim that I study Shakespeare, and I study the people that Shakespeare went out with, and I study the place where he lived, and I do all of that, but I don't read his words, there's no way you can consider me an expert in Shakespeare. I only know the things that are surrounding him and about him. I would not, therefore, be an expert on Shakespeare. In Bill's case, because he wants to be an expert on Jesus, I strongly encourage him to actually study and read the words of Jesus and take them out of some kind of church dogma. Just read the Gospels like 10 or 12 or 15 times. Just read them, read them, read them, read them. But I will say, to his credit, and that's the only slap I'm giving him, his initial premise was right about people being happy that other people fall. Let me read you this passage in Proverbs 24, 17 through 18. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased. The Lord does not like it when you're all, oh, Brian Williams fell, whoop. Oop, that's not okay. Hey, his life is going to fundamentally change. It's not going to change for the better. We're glad the truth got out, but you don't want to rejoice that somebody got crushed. You want to rejoice that the truth came out, and now you want to pray that he has a genuine encounter with the Lord and things go better for him and he makes some great spiritual decisions. After all, somebody like Chuck Colson, who committed a crime, ended up in prison, turned that experience around in the Lord into a vast ministry that reached hundreds and thousands of people. Am I making a correlation between Chuck Colson and Brian Williams? Only in Brian Williams' dreams. Because Chuck Colson was so powerful and so effective, his ministry reached people that most of us don't even know about. So, come on. Let's give it where it's got to go. Let's be honest. Let's be upright with it and deal with it on those levels. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, what does the Bible say about women?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to San Diego, March 13th and 14th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
The San Diego Master Chorale, known as the Voice of San Diego, is coming to La Jolla Presbyterian Church as part of the 53rd Concert Series season. The 100-voice choir frequently performs with the San Diego Symphony, the San Diego Opera, and around the world. Now here's your opportunity to hear them for free in the beautiful and acoustically amazing La Jolla Presbyterian Church Sanctuary. The concert is Sunday, February 22nd at 4 in the afternoon. Master Chorale will be joined by San Diego Treasure, the Houseman Quartet. If you'd like to enjoy an evening of 100 beautiful voices, powerfully and gracefully singing joyous music that will enrich your soul, then be sure to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 22nd. The concert is free admission, there's free parking in the underground garage, and a reception with the performers after the concert. The San Diego Master Chorale free concert, Sunday, February 22nd, La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m.
know oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, you can simply go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and Baby and Joseph and Maria and the Nativity Scene. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you have a genuine interest in saving money on a monthly basis on your bill, and you're like, wait a minute, how does this stuff work? I don't understand. Call these guys, talk to them. To talk with them is free. To meet with them is free, and they might be able to save you as much as $200 or more a month. And that's like $2,500 a year. And then you're like new best friends, okay? You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303 or currentsd.com. That's their website. Current SD stands for San Diego, Super Dave, Super Deals, whatever. But currentsd.com, that's the website. Go into any search engine, type in Current Solar Contracting. You will find that meeting with them, especially since they've had the baby, it's really weird to see them because before they had the baby, they were nervous, right? They've got their company. The company's doing well. Now the company's kind of doubled in size, which is very good. They're very personal with everybody. But now they're like they're much more aware of like people and people's feelings. It's amazing to see how God teaches us through children. It really is quite fascinating. I think it's cool. Current Solar Contracting. Go to any search engine. Give them a call. Talk to them. Tell them you heard it on this show. Right?
SD, Super Delicatessen.
Ooh. No, I like that. That's good, too. Current SD, which would stand for Super Deli. I mean, that's a good one. Right. Also, a big shout-out to our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego. We want to say hi to Tommy, and here's our way to say to Tommy, Tommy, call me tomorrow so we can set something up to get you in. Hello. The weapons they're using are redemption through the process of the Lord Jesus Christ and sobriety, and they're helping guys who are stuck in drugs and alcohol find freedom, and we totally support that. We've never, nor have we ever, nor will we ever say we don't support other groups, but we support them and what they're doing, and we stand by them, and we want you to go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com to get more information about them or call them up and talk to them. 619-797-7319. Okay, and their deal, like any other, you go to Genesis Recovery San Diego, type that in any search engine, poof, they're going to come right up. They even come up like that. Poof, they have their own noise. Poof.
Just right out of thin air.
Yeah. Poof. You know, you got to make sure that your volume is on your computer. Because if it's off, then it goes poof. It has to be on so you can go poof.
Well, then you would just see the smoke and not hear the poof.
That's exact. Well, let's hope you don't see the smoke, but that's a good point. Okay, so once again, people that really can't stand Jesus going after Jesus and his word, nothing different here in this article that came out from Huffington Post. It says, does the Bible hate women? And I thought the subtitle was supposed to say, no, we do here at the Huffington Post. Oh, well, I thought that was the subtitle. A recent piece in the Huffington Post suggests that women were given the short end of the stick, citing statistics that show women relegated to silence throughout the Bible, according to some professor at Lancaster Theological Seminary. Now, this Greg Carey guy, if he's a professor, he should resign. Because he knows he manipulated the data. He knows it. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, he says, yeah, women, not really a big part of things. That's his contribution. Here's, in fact, what they came up with, that women represent 1.1 of the information that comes out of the Bible. 100% false, just in case you're wondering. Okay? Let's just go right to the heart of the matter so we don't have to deal with all the minutia or the weirdness. Ready? Okay. Jesus, the mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus, okay? She uttered, ready? 191 words, okay? Got that? That's, what is that? Got 191. Got that? 191. Joseph didn't say anything. So let's see. So 191 to nothing. Now that's a lot more like my marriage. Right there, I'm just saying. 191 for Mary, zero for Joseph. Now, it doesn't really indicate that he didn't have an expression, or they were amazed, they did this. And he probably said something, but we're talking about things that were actually quoted. So Mary, 191. Joseph, zip. Not a good start. Number two, Mary Magdalene, 61 words. Okay. The three most popular disciples, Peter, James, and John. Actually, let me rephrase that. James, John, and Andrew, number 2, 3, and 4, not number 1. Peter did have more words. But James, John, and Andrew, the three of them combined, came up with 129 words. So Mary Magdalene, by herself, not even an apostle, had about half as many as those three combined. So, okay, well, then we know that's not true. Okay, let's see what else we got. Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, who was the other Simon. You know how many words they got in their portion that they can record, that they can affirm? Nada. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Do you know what the problem with the whole thing is? This. There's no doubt that more men than women are recorded and speaking in the Bible, okay? But there's no doubt that the misrepresentation of the facts is an attempt to torture the scriptures from a scholarship point of view. But here's the thing that they're totally missing. More men spoke than women. More women should have spoken. Hey, here's the message that comes from God to man, and it didn't just come through a man or a woman. It also came through a donkey. Guess what? You're a sinner, and you have to repent of your sins. The first message John the Baptist had, sinner. The second message Jesus had, sinner. So when people say you're a sinhead, they're right. And oh, by the way, for those that are like, I just want to be like Jesus. Okay, well then start by repenting like Jesus commanded everybody to in the beginning. Because here's what I love what people do. They'll take one verse and they'll use that verse and try and make that their Jesus badge. And you know who else took a verse and tried to make it a badge and separate it from other verses? Satan. He did that too. Did that to Jesus during the temptation. When Jesus came and preached, he didn't come and preach love and acceptance for everybody, no repentance required, don't worry. He didn't say that. He came out and said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is near, time is getting short, let's go. That's not exactly the message of I support everything that everybody wants to do, no matter what it is, because as long as it feels good, do it. Jesus didn't say that. Okay? So if you're not going to at least know what he said, or if you're not going to quote what he said correctly, then do us a favor and stop talking about things you don't know. There's plenty of books you can read. You know, there's the one about the salmon running and the girl running and up the hill and all that other stuff. But stay away from the scriptures. That's ridiculous. And if you're not going to read them and use them, why are you trying to abuse them? Oh, I know why. Because you're not pro-God. You're anti-Jesus. Oh, okay. That makes sense. And I will say one thing that people are severely misunderstood in this passage. The Lord came to save humanity. Now, in that process, man has made a bazillion mistakes. But the salvation call is for everybody. Now, not everybody's going to accept it, but it's for everybody. Let's not diminish it. You know why people can't stand that the Bible might be true? Because then they'll be guilty of their sins. That's what Jesus is for, to deliver us from our sins, to heal us of our foolishness. In fact, that's one of the things that we're going to be doing in our next DDD, talking about salvation and knowledge and forgiveness. But don't diminish the word of God because you feel guilty and you just don't have the courage to say it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, DD time, DDDD time, DDDDDD time. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist with over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB. Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
Leon Patillo, that name can take you sometime back to your rock and roll days of listening to Santana, or remind you of a more recent man filled with the Holy Spirit, using his musical gifts today to encourage, to bring joy, humor, inspiration, and excitement into the hearts of many while spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Keep me from growing up.
On Sunday, March 1st, Leon Patillo will be doing a free concert, Santana to Hosanna, at La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m. This free concert by Leon Patillo is presented by San Diego's own Urban Life, a strong local ministry helping young people transform neighborhoods through building people that love God. Santana to Hosanna with Leon Patillo will be a fun, family-friendly free concert on Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church, presented by Urban Life. Leon Patillo, free Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. A free will offering will be taken in support of Urban Life at Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church.
Love is in the air. Enter to win a pair of tickets to the Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler at The Rock Church and dinner for two at the Corvette Diner in Point Loma. Join us for this great relationship conference while creating a memorable and romantic experience with your loved one by strengthening your relationship with Christ and each other. Enter to win in just a few easy steps at kprz.com and share the love about this great event with your friends and family. P.S. The $35 per person early lovebird special ends soon.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about The Rock Church's Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler. Get the relationships in your life kickstarted, and don't miss this two-day conference on Friday, March 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday, March 7th, 9 p.m. to noon. And you better hurry, because the $35 per person early love bird special ends soon.
Ripped from the headlines, here's another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. The former owner of four locations of a well-known tax preparation company was sentenced to 2 years in prison for aggravated identity theft. She gained access to and misused the personal information of about 20 clients, obtaining 30 fraudulent lines of credit over a span of about 3 years. Stories like this are precisely why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. It goes beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft,
but LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A lot of great things to talk about. I just want to make sure everybody knows that we're all on the same page. You got baseball coming up pretty soon. You got to be happy about that. We just had the All-Star game for basketball, so some people are kind of happy about that. We got hockey coming back over here to San Diego. We have the coolest weather. We got an awesome city. Got a lot of things going on. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's all cool right now. Okay, a couple things to tell you. Secret Keeper Girl. Now, this is the, what is this, the 17th? So they've got two events coming up, February 22nd, which is Sunday, and then February 27th, which is, oh, wait, I'm wrong. Is that right? No, which is Friday. Okay, that's right. I'm right. So the first one's at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, the one on the 22nd, Sunday. The other one's Friday at Calvary Chapel Oceanside, both events at 6:30. You can get your tickets at secretkeepergirl.com. And you might be going, well, what is that? It's a special mother-daughter event for adolescents embracing biblical modesty, vibrant purity, and inner beauty, and presented in a screamingly fun format. Now, you could probably tell I didn't write the screamingly fun format line, but I fully understand having children, what that means. I do understand it. Secret Keeper Girl. You want to go to secretkeepergirl.com. Number two, so Santana to Hosanna. We got Leon Patillo coming on the show next week in an interview. Going to be pretty cool. Now, I was there from, you know, the early 80s. Here's what you got. You got a free concert taking place from 4 to 5:30, followed by a free reception to benefit Urban Life San Diego. It's on March 1st. It's at the La Jolla Presbyterian Church. So you just go to Google, go to Yahoo, go wherever, type in La Jolla Presbyterian Church. There's information on the website, or call 858-454-0713. That's 858-454-0713. And the next break, or on the one after that, because we got a special guest coming out, I'm going to probably talk to you about the Dropbox. And the Dropbox is the movie that is being strongly supported by Focus on the Family, that we've had a chance to interview Jim Daly, Pastor Lee, and the director Brian, and we're going to be giving away tickets to the Dropbox. So we're starting that process like today or tomorrow, getting it all put together. We're giving away tickets. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I actually had somebody say, Dave, I stole your tissues out of your studio. I won't say who it is, Brian Smith. And he said he went through the tissues at the movie. That was that moving. Then there's the other part of me that thinks he sold half of them. But I'm going to go with giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think I'll do that because that's a nicer thing for me to do. What do you think? Okay. All right, let's get into a DDD. And this one is fairly important because it has to do with your salvation and my salvation and understanding the key to that salvation, because there gets to be quite a bit of debate amongst Christians as to where that salvation comes from or where it doesn't come from. And some people believe that they are in a position to earn that salvation, while others simply accept it and receive it as a gift. And there are those in between that believe it's something that's given as a gift but demonstrated by a life that represents Jesus, which is like, okay, you know, I got it. Here's something really important to remember about salvation. I want to simplify it, if that's okay. Can I take a minute to simplify salvation? Because you hear the word salvation, it's soteria in the Greek. It's a larger word than you and I might be accustomed to. We could use one word to have several different meanings, as is the case in this word. It's no different. Luke chapter 1, verse 77. Luke 1, 77. Luke 1, 77. This is Zechariah, and he's talking about his son, Johnny the Bee. Johnny the Bee, what? Johnny the Bee's coming. How do you not like Johnny the Bee? Come on. Anyway, he's talking about it. So he says, to give his people the knowledge of salvation, make a reference to Jesus and Johnny being a heralder of Jesus Christ. To give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. And here's a small little portion I want to harp on for a little while. The knowledge of salvation. I have talked to countless Christians who wonder if they're saved. They've accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They even had a pretty good spiritual run in the beginning. Inevitably, things do happen in life as life is bound to happen. And they feel like a lot of that run has been undone because they're maybe not as sharp as they used to be, not as fluid as they used to be, not as caring about salvation as they used to be. And they feel like they've maybe gotten caught up in the process of living, and that salvation sometimes takes becomes a part of life, and it maybe is not always the focus of life. So I want to start off by helping you understand what salvation is or isn't from the definition they were trying to communicate back then. Ultimately, the word salvation comes from a word that is a person who is sitting on a body of water in a boat. And another person is in the water without the boat, and the person helps the person who's in the water get up out of the water and into the boat where the boat is safe and secure. That picture is the picture of salvation. If you were going to put pictures to salvation, it would be being rescued out of water that was overwhelming you, being put into a boat where you are dry, safe, and secure, the person lifting you up and out and in. Notice I said up, out, and in. So the Lord brings you out of something to bring you into something. So it's a picture of somebody being rescued through a boat. A great furtherance to that picture is this. The Greek picture is a person who comes to your aid while you are in a body of water with no boat. They help you get into the safe and secure boat. That's salvation. Put a lot of spin on it. Put a lot of theology on it. Do all that stuff that you want. And then recognize that the 5,000 plus documents they found in Greek, in the Greek writing, was Koinonia Greek, the fellowship style, the normal communication of love letters and so on and so forth. And that's the Greek by which the New Testament was written, not the Latin. Okay? Just make it simple as can be. Now, this salvation, we find out, comes by the forgiveness of sins. So let me just simply make this statement and make it easier for you. In regards to the knowledge of your salvation, there must be the forgiveness of sins. Who forgives your sins? Do you forgive your sins? Do you put yourself in a position where you are the forgiver of your own sins? No. The forgiveness of sin comes from God. And if salvation is the forgiveness of sin, then salvation can only come from God. The key is to understand that forgiveness means we are saved. So here's the question that I'm dropping towards you. Ready? Before you ask me if you're saved, answer me this. Are you forgiven? Because the knowledge of salvation comes by the method of the forgiveness of sins, and only God can forgive you your sins. Did God forgive you your sins? And while I have a lot of people that say, well, I think he forgave all my sins like up to this second, but it's the ones beyond this second I'm really worried about. Well, I think the idea in understanding God is that since he's an interlinear being, he forgave all your sins, but every time he brings one to your attention, you ought to be confessing. That keeps it easy. Because you are forgiven, you are being forgiven, and you will be forgiven. Just like you have been saved, you are being saved, and you will be saved. But the bottom line is who forgives your sins? Then the forgiver of your sins, that's the author of your salvation. Got it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Down,
spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you guys got some new openings, don't you?
We do, Kevin. Right now we've got some great opportunities for your listeners to join our community. We have a two-bedroom apartment coming available, which hasn't happened in 3 years. And for your listeners who are really quite independent but would love to get rid of the house and lead a simpler life, we have a one-bedroom apartment, $900 off the regular price, with minimal services included. Also, keep an eye out for our special February insert in the UT. Kevin, I'm always talking that Monta Vista Village is simply another living option, right up there with living in a condo or a house. So don't think you have to have a medical need to be here. The majority of my independent residents were just tired of the house and looking for more social opportunities. Call us at 619-465-1331. See what opportunities await you and see what your life could be like here at Monta Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MontaVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 057-8122.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What can people expect from the Kia brand?
The perception of Kia and the quality it delivers, there's still a gap. That product has evolved so much, I don't even think it's caught up. And if you took time and you looked at the Kia, the quality's phenomenal, the warranty's the best on the planet, and you get more for your money. You read any third-party article about the Kia, they're safe, they're reliable, they're economical, they're 20% more car for 20% less money.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woo, okay. All right, if you want to, you can reach the show. Send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I was given a new liner to read. I haven't read this one yet, so you'll have to tell me about this. It's Billy Graham Rapid Response Team Training. Have you heard about this? This is the first time I've come across this.
I have not heard about it just as of yet.
So this is the 17th. This is something that is taking place on February 21st. Most everyone knows someone who is suffering with a personal tragedy, yet most people don't know what to say. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team invites you to attend a one-day seminar on February 21st at New Venture Christian Fellowship to help you provide appropriate spiritual care and emotional support for people struggling with grief following a personal crisis. Visit newventure.org/hope. newventure.org/hope to sign up. Okay? Cool. I like stuff like that. Pretty solid, straightforward. Hokey dokey artichokey. Here we go. This is going to, you're going to find this to be kind of, I love this little section right here. We're going to do another DDD. Only got about 4 minutes for it, but I think I pull it off. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 9. Get ready. It says this. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 9. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. So this is during the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ, and there's these shepherds out there. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not overly genius in many of these arenas, but I think if they were shepherds and they were keeping watch over the flock, tell me if I'm wrong about this, that they were shepherding the flock. I'm going to go with that. That just makes sense to me. The birth of Jesus Christ is taking place. An angel of the Lord stands before the shepherds and then gives what will ultimately be, to that point, the greatest message for all mankind. God Almighty, the creator of the universe, has become one of us. What a message. What a proclamation. What an amazing point of view that this message did not go to those who are high-minded and high-seated, but to the humble and the shepherds first. You know, it would not have been difficult to make it so where the angels appeared in the palace and said to the king and said to Herod, said to anybody, guess what? Have I got some news for you? It's all over, right? But that's not where they went. This angel, and by the way, right after he gives his proclamation, then there's a whole host of angels. So if I'm the shepherds, and you first see the first angel, you're like going, whoa, it's an angel, right? And you're thinking, okay, I got to walk this through, got to be cool. And then right after that, there's a whole host of angels. See, to me, it'd be like, ooh, you know, like, you know, that would be the overwhelming moment. But here's the bottom line. It is to the humble. It is to the lowly. It is to the shepherd. It is not to the kings in the palaces and those with nice clothes and those with lots of money. It is to the men who stay out with the sheep that the first message and proclamation that God has become one of us is given. I find it absolutely wonderful that the concept that we have in our universe, you know, oh, it's an alien, take me to your leader, is the exact opposite of what the gospel is. The gospel is the exact opposite. It's like, here comes the gospel, here comes the proclamation, take me to the lowly. I'm gonna give them the message. The message goes out to the common man, the regular worker, the hardworking guy. Not the guy that's making his money off of somebody else's back, so to speak. It goes to the normal dude, the normal dudette. Now, there's the shepherds. They're just out there, and they're probably like going, what? What is going on? But it's an awesome element to understand that you do not have to be a person of fame and great glory and to have everybody acknowledge you for the Lord to come and speak to you and proclaim to you a message that is life-changing. It was his passion, his desire to show them not to the wise of their own accord, but to the humble of heart, the soft, the people that could bow and beat their breasts and say, I'm a sinner. The Lord comes to those who are willing to receive it. He doesn't, people are like, well, I don't know if I really need this message. Well, then goodbye. It's like the humble are like, all right, hope. What an awesome moment this must have been in the realm of mankind, angels and men alike, to have the most powerful messengers in the universe give the most powerful message to those whom God thought deserved it the most. The shepherds. Not the high-minded or the high-seated. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest. Don't go anywhere.
to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.